What stupidity lurks in the mind of crime?
The shadow knows.
I have a material witness on an aggravated battery with a handgun, and they believe this might be in retaliation to her testimony.
You're listening to
Stupid as Charged.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome to this episode of Stupid as Charged.
A short, disturbing article at Yahoo News reports that the police arrested a man who was, at the time of the arrest, eating a human liver. The dish was garnished with potatoes, and the police were led to the man after, according to the AP article, following a trail of human body parts around Moscow. Police in the story refer to the victim as an acquaintance and did not know the cause of death. The remaining portion of the liver was found in the man's fridge. What? No onions?
That's good. Sticking with both food and Yahoo News, it seems that some states are getting upset over what are being called relaxation brownies. It seems that the lazy cakes, which display a big smile brownie on the packaging, are under attack and reportedly have even caused hospitalization of a 2-year-old. The company states that they are labeled as an adult item. The reason these cakes make one lazy is due to the fact that they contain the unregulated dietary supplement of melatonin, about 25 times the amount prescribed for adults, 8 milligrams of the substance in each cake. And I gotta tell you, I just tried one and they are not too bad.
Okay, let's get risky here and go with smuggling of illegal meat. Boing Boing brings to our attention a rather large bus, one that might lead one to use the cliche, full of bologna, or bologna, depending on what part of the country you're in. To this author's surprise, it seems that the mystery meat is rather commonly smuggled across the U.S.-Mexican border. Maybe that should be the Mexican-U.S. border, since that's the way the rolls of the meat product are traveling. Nonetheless, I digress. The Boing Boing Post links back to KOB.com, which gives us a bit more detail. The Bologna bust actually entered into history as the largest such bust of illegal meat ever seized in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. The reason bringing a record whopping 385 pounds of the Bologna into the U.S. is illegal is because the pork product may contain buggers that can infect U.S. swine. And we wouldn't want to make little piggies ill, would we?
Oh, no, not at all. No.
You know,
that's a lot of bologna.
It never... The first one gets me, too.
Makes me think of Dahmer.
You know?
Or Ed Gein.
The Russian equivalent.
Also, you know, it was like, the way it was written was like, I want a little more information if I could. The person was an acquaintance.
Quote unquote.
Cause of death unknown. We could probably file that one under as well.
Seems an appropriate one to close this out would be from a member of the FUMP, featuring John Day. It's Food Belongs in Me by Nuclear Bubble Wrap. And, of course, our theme song, Stupid as Charged, also available at thefump.com and Mevio's Music Alley. Thank you for listening, and we'll have more Stupid as Charged as soon as we find more dumb criminals. Usually doesn't take that long, folks.
To eat with your girlfriend, you're upset. A small salad and a water's all she gets. Then she says she's fat and pukes in the bathroom. I'm on the road on a typical weekday night. I'm hitting all of the buffets in town you like. She'll never let you go there like I do. Short skirts, I break t-shirts. She's on a diet and I'm in the freezer. Scarfing down a cake, hoping one day you'll find that what you're looking for has been me the been so wrong. She doesn't even save her grocery coupons. She eats rice cakes, I eat Jell-O. She's your cupcake, but I'll be your ho-ho. Hope you're not creeped out, but those love notes you found with chocolate fingerprints were from me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to take you, promise that I'm clean up on my plate. You see,
it's time for This is a song about stupid people that make the news. News of the stupid. And the false accusations made against me. Word.
I guess the stupid to prove it innocent. Causing making soda means to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent. Cause it make it so that means it to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I've been reporting the news of the stupid for years. So this wasn't me. I didn't do it. You've gotta believe me.
Slam the gavel, Judge Wapner gotta grind.
Riding my brain for days, how'd I get these black white stripes?
Smartest guy in my house, that was me a week ago.
Blacked out and now I'm the male Lindsay Lowe.
And you can throw the book at me and I'ma not know how to read.
Can I just pay for my Mickey D's with this bag of weed?
I'ma jump inside a panda cage for a hug instead of a slave.
Then do each and all my business on a toy that store's display.
This is obviously a case of misplaced identity.
Plus his face is too pretty for this back was carved letter B.
If I can't purify this dumb, it's gonna kill me.
What's going on? Why these cop cars playing chicken with me?
To prove it innocent, cause it making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, cause it making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're innocent,
it's
let me
kind of blurry.
Come on, say one complete
I don't remember
sentence.
Much
so if you're innocent,
and I don't think I want
sentence.
To
come on, say one complete sentence.
And I think
yeah.
It went down like this. I was taping my podcast show. Next thing you know, everything goes black. I woke up with a way lower IQ and a blood alcohol level of 0.42. I never claimed to be a genius, but this was deranged. I started acting stupid like my brain was shortchanged. I tried to sell my baby on Craigslist. And then while robbing a bank, I handed them my driver's license.
What?
Scratched my itch with a gun. It was loaded. Cleared cobwebs with a blowtorch and my house exploded. Then the moment I really feared, guilty on all charges for the dumbest person of the year.
I guess it's stupid. Innocent, cause it making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove an innocent, cause it making soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate.
Stupid as child.
Da, 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 da. Stupid as child.
News of the Stupid. Word up. I never thought I'd be making my own news. I can't brain today. People are stupid, and once again, they've proven it. Visit ManicMondays.net for more information.
Stupid as Charged was recorded before a live feline audience. This week's stories were read in order of appearance by Eric, I ain't thought of a nickname for him yet, Lizer, and Steve the Boz Bostwick, and John Lumpy Lemke. Until more criminals do stupid things, we'll be waiting for another Stupid as Charged.